This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
Class? Class? Where have they all gone? Looks like this solar wind we're riding on is interfering with the ship's mechanisms.
What happened, sir? We thought we'd come on the wrong day. We were going to go home.
No such luck. We're in the middle of a massive coronal mass ejection, and the solar winds are carrying a colossal amount of electrical energy. Up here, it can affect anything with electrical circuits. Spacecraft, satellites, communication arrays.
And the labs at Deep Space High?
Certainly seems like it. Look down there at that Earth airplane. Seems like they're affected too. When there's a big solar storm, space weather can seriously affect airplanes, especially when they're flying around the North or South poles. It can affect aircraft communications and navigation, and the radiation can be harmful to people too.
That's pretty scary. Communications are really important if you're a pilot. You need to be able to talk to the air traffic controllers so that you stay a safe distance from other planes.
I'd say navigation is more important. Who wants to get lost?
Well, what about radiation? I don't want to be cooked by a solar wind. Not again. It's not fun, I can tell you.
It's not just airplanes and space stations that are affected. Don't forget about the satellites up here in orbit.
Earth satellites are used to send TV and radio signals across the world, connect our mobile phone networks, and deliver the internet too.
Don't forget GPS. That's what you lot use for your sat-navs. So if there's a big solar storm and lots of solar activity, you might find all sorts of things don't work the way they should. It's also not just up here that solar energy can be a problem. All the effects from solar weather can reach all the way down through a planet's atmosphere, affecting everyday life. During magnetic storms, solar winds can cause rapid changes in the Earth's magnetic field, which can affect electric currents such as power grids. In the worst case, there could be a complete grid shutdown. It's not just about the power in homes. People on Earth rely on electrical power to keep computers running. And remember, you'll find computers in almost everything, from factories to railways.
It sounds kind of scary, sir, although I don't remember it ever happening on Earth. How often does it happen?
Well, fortunately, the kind of storm which seriously affects things are very rare. But you can see why scientists think it's sensible to study the activity on the sun and measure solar weather.
Yeah, I mean, imagine the internet going off. Can you think of anything worse?
Kids today. Class dismissed.
Deep Space High, Intergalactic Weather Watch. With support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.